Earlier today, we spoke with another member of the 9/11 Commission, Jamie Gorelick. She served as Deputy Attorney General in the Clinton administration, and she says the commission members will be looking closely at the plan to fight al-Qaeda that was presented by Richard Clark in the early days of the Bush administration.
The plan that he produced, we obviously have, and we also have the plan that was discussed by the senior people in the Bush administration prior to 9/11, though not formally adopted, but according to their testimony, ready to be adopted. And one of the questions for us is, how did what they received during the transition and at the outset of the administration differ from what they produced 7 or 8 months later?
If you have those documents, what might Dr. Rice's testimony do to flesh them out, do you think?
She, in her public statements, mostly through the media, has characterized them as substantially differing from what, let's say, she inherited. And we will have questions for her about that.
A number of witnesses who've come before the commission have talked about a pre-9/11 mindset. In other words, that things are viewed now in a very different light than they were then. What do you make of that explanation for possible missteps or miscues in the lead up to 9/11?
I think any historical review has to be mindful of the fact that you now know what happened. We have to try to put ourselves back in the time frame as we assess whether the actions of the government over a period, frankly, of 2 decades was appropriate.
I guess one of the questions before the commission is, should there have been a different pre-9/11 mindset that would have been taking this threat more seriously? Is that a question that you need to resolve, do you think, as you write your report?
Yes.
And in what way? I mean, how do you answer something that's maybe qualitative rather than quantitative like that?
Well, we have done a very thorough review of the historical record of our intelligence, both to determine whether our intelligence resources are adequate, whether they communicate well, and what might have interfered with the proper understanding and perception of the threat.
There is one statement that Condoleezza Rice made after 9/11 that she has now retracted and says was wrong. And the statement was this: I don't think anybody could have predicted that those people could have taken an airplane and slammed it into the World Trade Center, that they would try to use an airplane as a missile. This is something that she now says was, in fact, known and discussed prior to 9/11. Is that disturbing to you, that apparent contradiction there?
There is a fairly substantial record within the intelligence community of this particular threat, that airplanes could be used as missiles. And we are looking at how that threat was communicated to policymakers, and to the extent that it was communicated to policymakers, how it was received.
In other words, if the National Security Advisor didn't know about this threat, that would point to a fairly substantial gap in communication, it seems.
At the least.
Ms. Gorelick, you're one of the few members of the commission who's been allowed to read through what are called the president's daily briefs, which include intelligence briefings prior to 9/11. And those, especially from the summer of 2001, it's now known, showed a real spike in alerts about what might be to come. How is your access and your knowledge of what's in those briefs colored, do you think, your view of the testimony that you've heard?
When I read those briefings, in addition to the briefings that are available to all the commissioners, that is, those that went to lower level, second level individuals in the administration, including people, for example, like the Attorney General or the Deputy Secretaries in the departments and agencies. When you read them together, they are very, very frightening. And I thought strikingly so, and all of the intelligence professionals whom we have interviewed, all of them said that this was the most frightening set of warnings that they had ever seen. So that clearly colors my view, and I think the view of my fellow commissioners, about what the government did in response.
In what way does it color your view, do you think?
The documents suggest the need for a very urgent response. Condoleezza Rice has said we were at battle stations. So it's up to us to understand what that really meant. What did the individuals who went to these battle stations do?
The work of your commission is heading into the home stretch here. You have about 3 more months before your report is due. And I'm not at all clear on how you go about producing a report. It does seem like there are some differences, strong divisions among some of the panel members based on the testimony of Richard Clark. Do you create a report that is unanimous? What room is there for dissent? Or how do you go about producing something that all the commission members can sign off on?
Well, we are committed to the extent humanly possible to be unanimous or as close to unanimous as we can be. We all know that if we come out with a divided report, it will have much less impact, and we believe our report needs to have impact. So what we have done is asked our staff in preparing these really quite wonderful and substantive and meaty staff statements that have preceded each one of our fact hearings to lay out for us in great detail what occurred so that we can explain that to the American people. In doing that, the staff itself has had to argue about every line and make sure that the facts that we have supported every line of our statements. Having done that and having vetted those reports with the commission, we are a long way toward agreement on a huge swath of the factual basis for our report.
It does seem that a lot of what you have to digest, though, is not matters of fact. It's matters of interpretation and opinion, and it does seem like there would be a lot of room for different interpretations of these same facts.
Well, I guess you'll just have to wait to see how we do.
Do you think you have enough time? You've got 3 months left. It seems like a lot of work in 3 months.
We're pretty breathless right now. I mean, if anyone had told me that I would be in a position with my fellow commissioners of interviewing 2 presidents, 2 vice presidents, 2 secretaries of state, 2 secretaries of defense, 2 attorneys general, 2 FBI directors, etc., in the space of about 3 to 4 weeks, I would have told you, gee, that's quite impossible, but we're doing it.
Jamie Gorelick, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Jamie Gorelick served as Deputy Attorney General in the Clinton administration. She's one of the members of the 9/11 Commission.